This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the Blunt Object, presented by Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right. Hour number two, coming at you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Quality, modularity, and a warranty that is unbreakable. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. I go a lot of places and I look for a lot of things. And I used to go there. I used to go here to get stuff, but it's so much better to have them come on and talk about it. Joining me again from Arbalest Quarrel are Roger Katz and Stephen DeAnge. Really good evening, fellas.
Good evening, Bill. Great to be here.
So what do we got on the docket today, guys?
Oh, geez. Going back and forth, I was talking to Stephen, and just before we came on the air, Stephen mentioned that he had been listening to the news, and this issue of sanctuary cities has been coming up, and it's a big issue today. Right now, as it has been in the last few months, and I'm sure it's going to become even more prominent in the months ahead, especially in light of the holdings of the Ninth Circuit and the court in Hawaii regarding refugees from the Middle East. So it's not just Central America and Mexico that we have to be concerned about with illegal immigrants. Now we have supposedly legal refugees coming to this country. And as we all know, the problems in Europe and what is transpiring, what do we do to keep our nation safe? Well, it's been very frustrating for the president.
Roger, allow me to just jump in here a minute. I don't mean to be discourteous, but Bill and all you Lock and Load radio listeners, I wonder if you guys are thinking along the lines that I'm thinking, because I'm not as smart as Roger. I admit it. I have a genius as a partner.
Doubted that for a moment.
And a great lawyer. That's when we met. That's how we met. But that's another story. That's many years ago when Roger was general counsel to my company in New York City. But what I'm finding fascinating, and as a non-attorney, although I have some high educational background credentials and a little bit of knowledge in American constitutional history and law, which I'm proud of, but the way I look at it might be a little different. And maybe we can bounce this around and let Roger give us the legal expertise on it. But looking at it from what I think everyone that may be listening tonight is looking at this, when we say a sanctuary city, we're basically talking about cities like New York City, Chicago, San Francisco, Los Angeles, you know, maybe even you know, stretch that rubber band, Miami, maybe Denver. How about, like, you know, cities with like a million or more population? Now, these cities are part of a state in the United States. They're part of one of 50 states. And the 50 states make up the United States, and they're part of the federal government in a way, even though we have states' rights. These states and these cities are getting billions of taxpayers' dollars. And what I don't understand is it's within these cities that it's next to impossible to get a permit, a lawful permit, to carry a handgun, concealed or openly, it doesn't matter. And where you can get one, it's cost prohibitive. And yet they are getting billions of taxpayers' dollars, and at the same time, they're actually saying to the government, you know what? We don't care what you say, President Trump or Attorney General Sessions. We're just going to keep on doing what we're doing, and we're not going to obey federal law, and we're not going to divulge any information about any illegal criminal aliens, but we still want the money. Now, a perfect example is Governor Malloy in Connecticut. So wherever you guys are, if you guys are listening from Montana or California on Bill's radio station, or Denver, Colorado, or the Colorado area, or Oklahoma, or Georgia, or South Carolina, I don't care where you are, don't think it's not going to happen to you, because Governor Malloy wants to balance his budget in Connecticut. So where is he looking to get the money? From gun owners. A permit to get a handgun in Connecticut costs $70. And then the state adds on another $70. So that's $140. In order to have the privilege of what is already a right to have a handgun. Now he wants to up the $140 to $300. So what is he doing? He's pricing you out of the market. And then there's an ammunition tax. So, Roger, I'm going to end this right here. Explain to us, and we may need to go into the other section, session, but this is what I think people really want to try and understand, because it's, I can't understand it. How can the states and these cities just tell the federal government, screw you?
Well, they can, apparently, because of various court decisions. If we talk specifically about the sanctuary city problem, and by the way, it appears that California may become a sanctuary state. There were actually a couple laws that were passed, enacted, back in the mid-90s. And let's see, one of them was the personal responsibility and Work Opportunity Reconciliation Act of 1996 at 8, United States Code Section 1644. Another was the Illegal Immigration Reform and Immigrant Responsibility Act of 1996 at 8 U.S.C. Code Section 1373. And this chapter deals specifically with immigration and naturalization. And the whole point of these laws was to create a cooperation between federal immigration authorities and those state and local authorities, where they can communicate with each other. And we see that that hasn't happened. And we see the impact in a very real way. What I'm going to do, I looked at a very recent law review article, 2016, I want to give a proper acknowledgement and citation here. It's titled Federal Anti-Sanctuary Law, A Failed Approach to Immigration Enforcement and a Poor Substitute for Real Reform. Well, the party in Elizabeth McCormick, an associate professor and dean of experiential education, University of Tulsa College of Law, wrote this article. Obviously, she has some concerns about immigration laws as they exist and their conformance between local, state, and federal authorities. But let me read this to you, because this really...
Let me get you to hold up right there. We're coming up on the break.
So okay.
Pick that up on the other side when we get back. ArbalistQuarrel.com. Find them at Ambaland.com. And on Monday, you'll find them right here. We'll be right back.
like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith. Born out of friendship. With personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Back, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip with drawing your weapon. These holsters are American made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com. The most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com. Tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
That's where you can go to get everything in one place, except for the gun, the ammunition, and the magazines. They have everything else, the chest rigs, the belts, the holsters, the magazine carriers. They got it all. Check them out, tacticalholsters.com. Talking to the guys from Arbalest Quarrel this evening, and we had to cut it off sort of short there. So what have you got there, Roger?
All right. I want to read something to you from this article by this party whose name I'm mentioning, Elizabeth McCormick. And I want to then place it in a broader context, because we are seeing today basically a confluence of events where we have two incredibly distinct ideologies in the West. It has nothing to do with Russia, by the way, as much as the mainstream media would like to throw off any problems that exist in the EU and in this country to Russia. But it has everything to do about where we are and where we're going to be headed. At any rate, let me read this. I think it's very important, and it'll put light on the sanctuary city issue, as well as other problems we're having now with immigrants, refugees from the Middle East, from failed states. In July 2015, Kate Steinle, a 32-year-old San Francisco resident, was shot and killed as she walked with her father along a popular fishing pier. Juan Francisco Lopez Sanchez, a native of Mexico living unlawfully in the U.S., was arrested and later confessed to shooting Ms. Steinle. Lopez Sanchez had 7 prior criminal convictions and had previously been deported from the U.S. 5 times. 3 months before the shooting, Lopez Sanchez was released from custody by the San Francisco Sheriff's Office despite a request from federal immigration officials that Lopez Sanchez be detained for transfer to federal custody and eventually removal from the U.S. In the aftermath of Steinle's death, a torrent of accusations of blame were leveled at San Francisco Sheriff's Office for failing to comply with the immigration detainer at the city of San Francisco, and for establishing itself as a sanctuary city where unauthorized immigrants are alleged to be immune from prosecution of immigration law violations, and at the Obama administration for failing to enforce federal laws designed to shut down sanctuary cities. And I had referred to those laws, by the way. And then the question is, have these laws been obeyed and enforced? Critics asked, would Keith Steinle be alive today? And perhaps not. But the point is that there could very well be more Kate Steinle, because these sanctuary cities are not just a haven for undocumented aliens that are here simply illegally, and that's the extent of their illegal conduct, but have actually committed extremely serious crimes, obviously, in this case, murder. And an individual who had several convictions, I should tell you something. But bringing it up to speed now in reference to what happened in London just a short time ago, the mayor of London is a Muslim, the Sadiq Khan, and he says how terrorism preparedness was part and parcel of living in the big city. And in that context, as I'm reading it in the New York Times, Fox News apparently drew the conclusion, and rightfully so, that what the mayor was getting at is that we live in dangerous times and we should get over it and accept it. Now, what bothers me most of all is, at least with the Obama administration, his concern is not so much to make the U.S. safer now as a result of all the violence in the EU emanating from, of course, the violence in the Middle East. Obama seemed to say instead of making the U.S. safer and using what has happened in Europe as a wake-up call, he's saying, well, we ought to share in the danger. And that's all well and good for him. But what we're really dealing with, and I said that we have a confluence where it's as if there's two rams attacking each other on two different ideologies. And one of them has to do with the idea that, well, more so than being safe and secure for individuals in this country, it's more important that we accept the fact that we are citizens of the world in a way, in a very real sense, and that everyone in this country should be very amenable to helping millions of individuals in these failed states. And if that leads to more violence in this country, well, so be it. We have to accept that and move on. And we had talked about this in the Arbalest Quarrel about a type of philosophy that exists. And it also remarks on the difference or the distinction between the left wing of the Supreme Court and the so-called right wing or conservative wing. If a law were like immutable laws of nature, let's say physical laws, you would expect that we would not have these distinctions between a left wing and a conservative wing of the court. We would all agree as to what the law says, and we would apply the law appropriately to any new facts, any new cases that come before it. But that's not the case at all. There are those that hold to a type of philosophy, an ethical system called utilitarian consequentialism. And basically what that says is that we don't look to the motive. We don't look to the motives of individuals in terms of determining whether there's the action is moral or not, but we look rather to what are the consequences, if it's a good consequence or a bad consequence. And utilitarianism attempts to maximize utility, however you want to define it. Now, the way that the anti-gun movement and those that are all for massive immigration of refugees and amnesty for millions of illegal aliens is the idea that we maximize utility by helping or maximizing safety and security for the maximum number of people, whether they're American citizens or not. And that if individuals are harmed, then we simply deal with that. And it simply doesn't matter as much.
Combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design. This is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on a firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget. You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency in production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Quality, modularity, and a warranty that is the class of the industry. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. My guests this hour are Stephen D'Andrilli and Roger Katz from Arbalest Quarrel. We went a little long on that one, but go ahead, Roger. Do you know where to pick it up?
Wait a minute, Bill. Hold on, Roger. Hold on, everybody. Hey, Bill, remember me?
Yes.
Stephen.
Yes.
Listen, I don't expect equal time here. I certainly don't expect equal time. But how about a sound bite or two? Yeah?
Sure.
All right. Thank you. Roger, you're the best. I told you that. I told all your listeners. I thank God that Roger's on my side. Okay. You know what? As I listen to Roger, I'm thinking, you know what, Bill? We should apply for accreditation, leading to a college degree in philosophy. Everyone who's listening is actually getting a high-level course on a college level in philosophy and judicial jurisprudence. So don't, if you're driving, please don't, you know, be distracted. Don't jot down notes when Roger gives you legal references here. and everything, either pull over or get home and do it, or yes, go on Lock and Load Radio, email them, go on Amoland, go on Obelisk Quarrel, and get this detailed, high-level information. But the bottom line here really is something that is not new that I like to talk about. And that's the thing that gun owners need to get. They need to understand that just because Donald Trump is now our president, it's not over. We need to let our local, our state, and our federal representatives know who we are. And why I say that is because they are hearing from Moms Demand Action, from the Bloomberg crowd, from all the anti-gunners, and they're hearing from them relentlessly, but they're not hearing from the pro-gun, pro-Second Amendment people. Okay, I just had to get that in.
There you got it.
That's why all of this is happening. That's why it's happening.
Do you know what's happening right now on the pro-gun side, though?
In reference to what?
Well, like John Lott's organization, since Trump got elected, John Lott has started laying people off.
Yeah.
And the presumption here is that, like they have in the past, the American gun owner, when it was Bush, right, which that was the last time it happened, when it was Bush and they had some things going on in Congress and everything, the presumption was everything was safe. So there was no reason to do anything. No due diligence, no nothing. That's what some of the organizations began to believe. I think the NRA is thinking this as well, that their donations and everything is going to drop off because Trump got elected. And
I know that gun sales went down significantly since Trump got elected. And when Obama was and Hillary was running, everyone was running to the gun store and gun sales were up. This is something we need to talk about because everyone listening to your program, this is what I've been saying all along. You know, it's one thing to hear about, what's going on. It's another thing to say, okay, let's change it. Let's make it our business to get together and start a grassroots outfit, each and every one of us, to call our representatives and take an active part. But I always say we must support the NRA 110%. Without them, we don't have anything to protect us. And then once we do that, you join the NRA, you support the NRA, you go all the way with the NRA, then you look at, okay, now what can I personally do? Because I'm not doing enough. And I know I can pick up the phone and I could call my local representative, or I could pick up the phone and call Washington D.C. on a 10-cent call and say, okay, listen, I'm not happy about this, the way you're treating the United States veterans when they come back. And what do you mean you don't want them to carry a gun? Or Social Security, someone decides to have someone take care of their, administration of their finances and they're put into a group of mental disorder and they're taking guns away from millions of people, or gun-free zones, or you can't carry your gun on an airline, or Delta doesn't allow it but JetBlue does, or United doesn't allow it but another airline does. Wait a minute, what are we doing here? We need to stop complaining. We need to start complaining to our representatives, not complaining among ourselves. We need to stop making excuses. We need to listen to guys like Roger. I certainly welcome everyone to go on our site. We will provide you with very detailed, analytical, legal information. And then you can take that information and digest it. And you can go on Amoland and you can go on other good sites. There's the Federalist Society. Judicial Watch is doing good work. There are many good sites. Gun Owners of America, many, many, many good sites. But we need to first get the NRA under control. We need to support them. And then we need to get the information, and then we need to get out, and we need to get our families together, We need to get our friends together. And I certainly believe in boycotting. Anyone that you go to and you spend $1, ask them what their position is on the Second Amendment. And if they're against it, buy your gas someplace else. Buy your clothes someplace else. Buy whatever you're buying, your furniture, somewhere else. Buy your drugs somewhere else. You need to support the people that support the Second Amendment.
Well, I fully agree with that, but what I'm having trouble with is that a lot of these organizations are looking at the Trump election, a lot of pro-gun organizations, and they're bunkering down. And I don't understand that, because this is a chance to do something meaningful. And like where you're from, right? Where you're from, they're going to have to be forced into the light, like a vampire being dragged into the sunlight, just to be able to, I want to come up there and we go out and have steak, and I want to carry the gun that I carry down here in South Carolina. I should not have to make that choice between being armed and protected versus not being armed and protected in the greatest city in the United States. So, I mean,
well for those who are listening to the show, Bill is referring to New York City, where I live, and I promised him a damn good steak. And yeah, you're right. We wrote an article about that young woman, mother of two from Texas.
Hold on a second. We're coming up on the break and everything, and we'll get to that young lady who thought that she lived in the United States and didn't actually, but she was right, except she was going to New York. So we'll be right back. My guest this hour from Arbalest Quarrel are Roger Katz, Stephen DeAndrilli. Do you like the fireworks? This is like being on the Hudson River and watching the fireworks go off on the other side. It just covers the whole side. We'll be right back.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free, and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
It's called the deep state. Barack Obama's most loyal aides still hold office, and they want to stop President Trump. Deep state was first revealed in the runaway New York Times bestseller, Big Agenda. David Horowitz's Big Agenda exposes Obama's government in exile and his shocking plan. Newsmax, Lou Dobbs, Ann Coulter all say you must read Big Agenda at bookstores everywhere, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at TacticalHolsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's TacticalHolsters.com, TacticalHolsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Quality, modularity, and a warranty that you simply cannot beat. Check them out at TacticalHolsters.com. One more time with the guys from Arbalest. Where would we like to pick that up? I don't know where we were when we left off.
Bill, with all due respect, I'll just say two more things and then defer the entire program to Roger. The article that we wrote, which appeared in the November 2015 issue of America's First Freedom, that's NRA's America's First Freedom, in the parting shots section that has since been replaced by another section, was entitled "Who's Packing in New York City?" And Bill and listeners, this is something that really hit us at the core. When we found out the New York newspaper's frontline story said that a former United States Marine, a mother of two, resident of Texas, decided that she was going to come up to New York City to go to the War Memorial and to also celebrate with a girlfriend a birthday. And her husband said, "Honey, don't forget to take your gun for protection." Now, I don't want to go into the details. We don't have time. But she flew up here. I understand she flew into Philadelphia. She must have had her gun legally on the plane. She disembarked. She came up to New York City. She was probably in awe of the number of people at that location at the War Memorial. She walked up to an agent. I'm not sure if it was a state, federal, or local agent, said, "Officer, I'm carrying a gun. I have a license, a concealed carry permit in Texas. I don't know what to do." She was arrested. She was held overnight. They threw the book at her. And we wrote that article. And this is the perfect example of how everything that should not have went wrong went wrong. Even if we want to take a totally different approach where she should have been let go, she was in violation of New York City law and New York State law, granted. But were there mitigating circumstances that should have been considered? I think everyone would think so, except for, of course, the Democrats and the total, aggressive anti-liberal, anti-gun people, which don't care. And instead of saying, all right, look, we're going to take your gun and we're going to hold it at the police station or whatever office was the appropriate office at that location. And when you are ready to leave the city, the state, when you're flying back out, we'll get that gun shipped by federal firearms dealer to federal firearms dealer back to your state. And listen, you made a mistake. You're a war veteran and don't do it again. But they didn't. And she now has a criminal record. Now, the second thing, and then I'm going to shut up. In answer to your question, Bill, about many pro-gun organizations not fighting the fight, I find that, and I'm not going to name any, but everyone should know this. I don't know why. The Obelisk Quarrel, we are not monetizing our site. We are doing this for the cause, solely for the cause. Everything that we do is to promote the cause, and the cause is to defend and protect the Second Amendment and all of the amendments in the Bill of Rights and our Constitution. When I reach out to other organizations, whether I read articles that are published on various sites or hear about them, and I say, look, we'd like to work with you together to help the cause, everyone wants to shine. I don't know what it is. They want to keep all the glory for themselves. And I don't know what glory they're thinking there is, because there is no glory in not working together. They don't want to share. They don't want to cooperate. They don't want to work in coordination for the greater cause. They're reluctant to work together. And this is something I think all your listeners need to think about, as well as ourselves, and try and resolve. Because we want to work with all good organizations and all good people to beat the enemy. The people that don't quite get it. The people that want to destroy and take away our Second Amendment rights. I'm done.
Well, that's a good segue. The points that you raised, Stephen, and the point that Bill raised is very important. We tend to, most of us, tend to rest on our laurels if we're happy with a given state of affairs and we think everything is done and over and there's no more work to be done. Trump got it elected, and we don't have to worry about Clinton anymore. And our gun rights are safe, our fundamental rights, all of them, from the First to the Tenth Amendments, are safe. But obviously they're not. When we see what transpired with Trump's executive order to protect Americans, think about that. His goal was to protect Americans, but it was deemed more important to protect refugees that are not even citizens of the United States from presumed problems in their own country. And we should take them in and to hell with our own protection. And as I indicated in the last program, there's presently about 125 federal judgeships that have to be filled. And we still have to wait for confirmation of Neil Gorsuch, because it's not clear at this point. We know, or we have a pretty good idea that the Democrats are going to be filibustering that confirmation. So don't think that we are safe and can sit on our laurels. The anti-gun groups are certainly not doing that. We see in the Colby case and in others down the pike that that our rights are not secure. And we see also on many fronts that this is occurring.
Well, I'm just looking at I'm waiting for them to go ahead and go nuclear. And the I know that a lot of people don't want people to go nuclear, but
I'm sorry. Do we have any more time, Bill?
We got about a minute.
Okay, so I just wanted to point out that this is not the time to rest on our laurels. We have to take the bull by the horns and assume that our Second Amendment rights, our First Amendment rights, our Fourth Amendment rights are constantly under attack. And we should fight for those rights just as strenuously as we would if Hillary Clinton got in office. And quite frankly, if she had gotten into office, it's unlikely that we would have many Second Amendment rights left, whatever is left. Well, maybe we can get a pea shooter or a BB gun, if that, but that would be about it. So it is incumbent, as Stephen said, that we all stay tuned and keep abreast of the news and continually fight for our rights.
All right, guys. ArbalistQuarrel.com. Find them at ArbalistQuarrel.com. Find them at Amoland.com. And every Monday you can find them right here with me on Lock and Load. Gentlemen, thank you very much for joining me this evening.
Thanks a lot, Bill.
Our
pleasure.
All right. Hour number three is coming up when we get back. More of the rant. Stated goal is to be the best. You know your product will need to be superb. Primary Weapons uses the best manufacturing process and parts available. Clean, efficient operation due to their piston-driven system. While maintaining the perfect weight, Primary Weapons is first and foremost a company comprised of shooters looking to produce the most effective weapon possible. While pleasing to the eye, this is lethal functionality achieved. PrimaryWeapons.com. The highest quality, fair priced, because it's time.
Alien Gear Holsters, the most comfortable concealable holsters on the planet, introduces the Cloaktuck 3.0 IWB holster. This all-new concealed carry holster improves the original design with a sturdy spring steel and ballistic nylon core, covered with a soft neoprene backing for ultimate comfort. You have to try this holster to believe it. Get yours now for as low as $43.88 at AlienGearHolsters.com.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.